Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 55th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
She caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me," and he left with his garment in his hand, in her hand, and fled and got out. And this does not mean that he left literally without clothes on. It literally means it was his outer garment that she grabbed hold of, and he tore out of that thing and tore out of the house. Okay? And if I could say, he probably ran out in his long johns or whatever, and just imagine people, what is going on? They were in the house by themselves. He takes out the door, and then look in verse number 14. She called unto the men of her house, saying, and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in a Hebrew to mock us, and he came unto me and to lie with me. And I cried with a loud voice," the word loud literally means she started screaming, bloody murder. And everybody heard what's going on, and all they saw him running out of the house, and she's screaming. Well, Joseph fled, not out of cowardice, but out of bravery and honor. Paul said to young Timothy, flee youthful lust. Flee youthful lust. And again, I only got a couple more minutes here. Why did Paul tell young Timothy that as a young preacher boy to flee youthful lust? You know, and I read last week, women have a way of, and I'm not, I remember reading Proverbs. Anybody, y'all get mad at me last week for reading Proverbs about those women who sit by the door batting their eyes and come on in, and it's been the downfall of many men. Kendall is in the police academy, and they had a little discussion here a few months ago. And he made that statement, and I wouldn't have recommended him to say that around all these women and all. But they were just joking. He said two things have ruined men. Number one was money. Number two is women. And boy, did they jump all over him. But he was kind of right about that, you know. Been the downfall of a lot of good men. Okay, again, I'm not picking on anybody in particular. The Bible speaks of that. What happened here, that woman got a hold of Joseph, and he took off. And Paul told Timothy, you flee youthful lust. It's been the downfall, and you've heard this before, of a lot of preachers. A lot of preachers. Preachers flee youthful lust. Preachers, missionaries, deacons, church members. I've been at this church, I think now, except for Alan McCarter and maybe one or two other, I've been in this church longer than anybody. I was thinking about this the other day. Been here since Daddy came, you know, 40, however how many years ago, and 50. It's been here most of my life. And I remember people who, and you know people, church members, who didn't flee youthful lust, and they went skirt chasing, or vice versa. They went trouser shake. You never hear about that, but you're talking about. They went trouser chasing. There's some good friends, of Miss Iris. You remember, you know what I'm talking about? Years ago, they lived right down the road down here. I wasn't going to mention their names, but Iris knew who I'm talking about. You and her were best friends. You know what I'm talking about? They lived right down this road down here. And we were shocked when the husband, who were faithful, they were faithful. Her daughter and my sister were best friends. And you know who I'm talking about now? Okay. Her husband left. She was a beautiful woman. Left her from the kids for somebody else and destroyed that family. Thank God she remarried a Christian man. Good, and they're still doing a tremendous. But you need to flee youthful lust. What happened? Joseph left. He flee. He didn't just leave. He fled. And notice in verse number 14, I noted this. He brought in a Hebrew. She wouldn't even call him by his name. It was a snide remark. That Hebrew, he came here and he'd come here to mock us. Well, verse number 15, I got to finish this. And it came to pass, number 16, he laid his garments up by her until his Lord, her husband, you wait till Potiphar gets home. And she spake unto him, Potiphar, according to his words. Here's what she said. That Hebrew servant, again, she wouldn't say Joseph, that Hebrew servant, which thou brought unto us, remember Adam and Eve, God went to Adam. Adam, what have you done? It wasn't me. It's that woman you gave me. Eve, what have you done? It's that serpent. Here's that woman. It's your fault, Potiphar. You brought him here, that Hebrew, that scoundrel, which had brought him unto us, and he came under here to mock me. And it came to pass as I lifted up my voice and cried that he left his garment with me and he fled out. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant did this to me, that his, Potiphar's, wrath was kindled. The word kindled literally means that it was on fire. It was burning. He was furious. He had entrusted in his mind, his whole household to Joseph, his finances, his animals, his money, everything he had. Joseph, what mine was yours, and except my wife. Matter of fact, this is a sideline. People ask me about different things. I said, you can have anything in my house is for sale except my wife. Just as a joke. You can have my kid. So I could talk with somebody the other day. Oh, I'm doing the CAT scan tomorrow. Okay? And we did a prepay thing and asked the lady. I said, you know, we're doing a self-pay. Give me the cheapest. I didn't say cheap, the best price you got. And she gave me a good price. I said, because we're self-pay, got to pay tomorrow before you get my CAT scan. And she gave me the price. I said, well, how much is it if I put a grandchild in the mix to get more discount and all? Anyway, that's what Potiphar said. I've given you everything. And you've done this to me. My wife is angry. And then verse number 20, I about got done. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, placed him in the king's prisoners where they were bound. These were the lowest of the lows. That's why the Bible talks about the king's prison and the king's prisoners. He didn't put him in the Polk County jail. They put him down there in Stark or wherever where's the electric chair at? I don't know. Stark. Yeah, Stark. I mean, where those bad dudes are. He put him there. And there was no hope for him getting out, by the way. But look at verse number 21. This is the theme. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And all God's people said, amen. And gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Everywhere Joseph went, God blessed him. And even the keeper of the prison committed, verse number 22, committed to Joseph all the prisoners that were in his prison. And that whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Remember, he's there 2 years, and we're going to find out about the baker and the other guy, the butler. Yeah, we'll find out about them next week. But it's interesting to see that in a short time, that prison guard said, hey, this guy's special. Gave him charge, 23, and I'm done. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand. Sounds like Potiphar, don't it? He could sit back. I know some of the old folk, man, the old Jeff and others, he sat back and watching those screens, watching his iTunes or iPod or whatever you do that, watching the movies while others are doing. I heard prison guards do that, by the way. Okay. While they're not watching the prisoners, they sit in their little rooms and watch these things and all. But I'm saying he trusted Joseph so much, he didn't have to worry about a thing. Joseph took care of the prisoners in the prison. Why? The Lord was with him. And that which he did, again, even in prison, the Lord made him to prosper. How beautiful it is to know that God is with us. Joseph rose to the top, and I'll close with this. Bloom wherever God plants you, wherever he puts you in his divine plan, whether it's in a hospital or in prison. I may go visit you, I may not if you're in prison, but you get the point. Bloom wherever God plants you. Know that God has a plan for us, and God's got this. That's what we find in Joseph's life. Our Father, again, we thank you for this study. Lord, knowing that no matter where we are in life, you're always with us. Lord, bless those in need, those who are hurting. Lord, we know we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at www.westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.